Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I'll have a little public service announcement for Christmas Day chefs coming up. So stay tuned for that. We will have lots to tell you about how we can help you with the cooking. That's a little bit later on. Now, though, the alleged Chinese spy linked to Britain's Prince Andrew has been publicly named as Tengbo Yang after a UK judge lifted an anonymity order yesterday. The Chinese national has been banned from entering Britain on national security grounds since March of last year, 2023, over allegations he worked for a group gathering intelligence for the Chinese state. Yang lived between the UK and China for almost two decades. He also ran a Dragon's Den-style project on behalf of the Duke of York. He was given authority to act on the prince's behalf in Chinese business dealings. This was according to court documents. Well, let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Lydia Starbuck, who's associate editor for Royal Central. And Lydia, thank you for being with us this morning. So this person's identity was revealed after pressure from MPs during a row over the whole anonymity order. So take us through what happened.
Yes, so the name, as you said, was put into the public domain yesterday, Tengbo Yang. However, the story had been running for two or three days before that, and it was brought into the public domain by Prince Andrew. So, as you said, Tengbo Yang was barred from the UK in 2023 on grounds of national security. He'd been appealing that through one of these courts that's doing really important work, but no one ever hears about until a story like this breaks, the Special Immigration Appeals Commission. And last Friday, 12th of December, they ruled that that ban stayed in place. But what really got it attention was that in the court documents surrounding that, one name kept on shining out, and that name was Prince Andrew. So one of the concerns that had been raised around Tengbo Yang was his relationship with Prince Andrew. They had a business relationship stretching back a number of years. So before Prince Andrew fell from grace and was ultimately pushed out into the royal wilderness at the end of 2019 because of his friendship with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Andrew's job within the royal family had kind of been their business person. He'd gone out and about making business links and running a big scheme called Pitch at the Palace, which was this Dragon's Den style thing, kind of encouraging startups and new business. And it had taken him all around the world. And he'd been associated with Tengbo Yang through that as well. But the business relationship had become much stronger. And one of the documents that came up in the court case had been found on a mobile device belonging to Tengbo Yang. And it indicated that he had a high level of communication with Prince Andrew. And there was a document there from someone in Prince Andrew's household saying that, that you know, Tengbo Yang sat at the top of a tree of interest that a lot of people wanted to be at the top of. So what really got interest going around this whole case, which has now become absolutely massive, is the fact that there was this link with Prince Andrew, who still sits fairly high up in the line of succession, has a kind of quasi-constitutional role. And here he is with links with someone who is alleged to be spying for China, allegations that Tengbo Yang has denied. But that's what's really given this story heat.
And there is an allegation as well, isn't there, that Prince Andrew made money off this association. Do we know how that system worked?
Well, Andrew's finances are somewhat opaque. We know that he doesn't get any public funding, what used to be called the civil list, and now the money that comes from the Crown Estate. And earlier this year, it became known that King Charles has said there's no more private funding going from his wallet to Andrew. So Andrew has a lot of outgoings that no one could really see how he was covering. He lives in Royal Lodge on the Windsor Estate, which is a massive property, 30 rooms, far too big for just him and Fergie, who live there. And he appears to have no way of paying for it. But he said, yes, he has funding to cover it. So that's raised more questions about his finances. Now, of course, royal finances are opaque. We didn't see any of the, you know, the items in the Queen's will or Prince Philip's will or the Queen Mother's will. They're all kept locked and sealed for decades and decades. So there are plenty of ways Andrew could be getting financing. But what has made the interest in this even more acute is this kind of this business relationship that existed between them. There are various reports coming out in newspapers of of companies that both were involved in, or schemes that both were involved in. And that's what's being unraveled at the moment and what's really focusing interest in it.
Mm-hmm. So he was not only an associate, a business associate of Prince Andrew. It seems he was his friend as well. Like, he was in Buckingham Palace, he was in Windsor Castle, he was at Andrew's birthday party as well. They were friends, essentially.
Yeah, and I think this is one of Andrew's great downfalls, and one of the reasons he becomes such a liability for the monarchy, is that Andrew's really good at getting his mates inside palace doors. We all remember the photographs of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein inside Buckingham Palace. They went to birthday parties, and Teng Bo Yang was invited to the Duke of York's birthday party in March of 2020, Andrew's birthday, just before lockdown hit in 2020. So he's been into royal receptions. The other angle of this is that Teng Bo Yang had relationships with a lot of senior people in high positions. He met David Cameron, he met Theresa May. And what he said in his statement that he published yesterday after the anonymity order was lifted was that when relations between the UK and China were good and everyone wanted investment, I was really popular. Now relations are more difficult, I'm not so popular. So he's kind of making this allegation that actually the political landscape is shifting, and that's what's shifting the attitude towards him. However, the reason we know about Teng Bo Yang and his relationships with Prince Andrew and the fact that he's met former prime ministers is because the Special Immigration Appeals Commission has said actually this decision taken in 2023 to bar you from the UK for national security reasons, that decision still stands. So there are concerns at very high levels about what he has been doing within the UK. And that commission has said, for that reason, you remain barred from the UK.
Right. But for Andrew, I mean, given his previous form, this is another embarrassment, isn't it, for the royal family? And he's not going to join them for Christmas as a result of all of this. So that's been decided. But there are other events coming up that he may decide to show up at. So explain why there are fears that he might rock up and join the rest of the royal family this week.
Well, yeah, as you said, Sandringham next week, Christmas Day, there's the small matter of 45 people around for Christmas dinner, and I'm sure Camilla's peeling the potatoes already. But just before everyone decamps to Norfolk, the monarch holds a really big family Christmas event at Buckingham Palace. And this was started by Queen Elizabeth II because she has cousins like the Duke of Kent and the Duke of Gloucester who will go off and spend Christmas with their own families. But this was to bring absolutely everyone in the extended family together for a pre-Christmas celebration. And Andrew was expected at that. He is still part of King Charles's family, even if he's not an official member of the royal family. So whether he turns up to that or not hasn't been made clear. We know he's definitely not going to Sandringham, but Andrew likes being royal. He always enjoyed the attention and the influence that came from being a member of the royal family. And, you know, for him, being driven through the gates of Buckingham Palace on Thursday, which is when we expect Charles to hold this pre-Christmas gathering, being seen to enter the absolute ultimate HQ of the royal family, well, that would be great for Andrew because he's always got an eye on his public image. He never wanted to step back. He never wanted to give up. I think the last thing Charles will want is Andrew driving through those gates and being photographed, because it does become an absolute distraction. So I wouldn't imagine Charles be sending a car for him, but whether Andrew hails a taxi and decides to join himself of his own volition remains to be seen.
So how are people viewing this in your circles, people who watch the royals? Because in this instance, you have this man, Teng Bo Yang, and you've explained to us how he met prime ministers and former prime ministers and other very senior politicians. And yet Andrew is the one who's not allowed to go for his Christmas dinner with his family.
Yeah, and I suppose Andrew would say, well, yeah, look at me, I'm being made the scapegoat again. I mean, the fact of the matter is, it does show probably what Andrew has always shown is at the very least an absolute lack of judgment. And I think the fact that Andrew doesn't have any ostensible funding is what is really crystallizing people's minds. You know, he's always liked being royal and he likes the royal lifestyle and he has a very expensive royal lifestyle. So it does allow people to ask questions about, well, what was in this you know, relationship, any of his business relationships. For him, I guess it is a kind of very British attitude, isn't it, to what is a big, serious story and raises questions about the UK's relations with China and around all kinds of issues like climate change and trade. You know, we've got this big situation bubbling on and we're all focusing on whether Prince Andrew gets to have his Christmas dinner or not. It is, you know, the ultimate British reflection of maybe how we deal with things. But Andrew remains, he's eighth in line to the throne. According to the Regency Law of 1937, he could temporarily step in for King Charles alongside someone else as a councillor of state. You know, it's not that far removed that he could have some kind of quasi-constitutional role, even for 24 hours. So I think there does still need to be an awareness around him that what he does have an impact. And as we've seen over the last few days, it's generally a negative impact. I mean, he's nearly always guaranteed to do something that will give King Charles a headache. And it's happened again.
Right. Well, Lydia, I'm sure Camilla will send over the plate with the Christmas dinner, the turkey and ham covered in cling film.
She may well do. It's only around the corner, really, isn't it? I'm sure a helicopter can get it there in 45 minutes or so.
He's bound to have a microwave. You know, he'll be fine.
You would hope so. Whether he can use it or not is another matter.
Let's not worry too much about him. Lydia, thank you so much. Lydia Starbuck, Associate Editor for Royal Central.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.